We're your there. Siman Reish Ayin, or Ayin Reish. We don't want to say Ra. Ayin Reish 270. This is Hilchos Sefer Torah. So we start with, here it says Schar. That word is probably debatable. I have a little letter over there. Mitzvah Ksivas Sefer Torah. The mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. So this is considered the 613th mitzvah. This is the last mitzvah in the Torah. It appears in Parashas Vayelech, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yutes. The Pasuk says as follows, V'ato, and now, Kisvu Lachem Asashira Zos, write for yourselves this song, V'lamda Es B'nei Yisrael, teach B'nei Yisrael, V'sima B'fihem, and put it in their mouths. Okay, that is the pasuk. Now, many Rishonim understand that the Shira, the Rambam writes, the Shira really refers to the Shira coming up in Parshas Hazinu. It's not such a happy Shira. The Shira of Hazinu. But there's an idea, which is a little hard for us to relate to nowadays, but that you're not allowed to write Parshios, little pieces of Torah. The Torah has to be written as one unit. So when the Torah tells you to write the Shiras Hazinu, it means write the entire Torah that includes Shiras Hazinu. It to us sounds like a bit of hard tough for us to really understand and appreciate. But that is what the Rambam writes. Okay, so this is considered, this is Mitzvah 613, writing a Sefer Torah. So we will have to figure out how we're going to have a lot of halachas now about how to write a Sefer Torah, which, of course, a Sefer Torah has to be written properly. But we have to figure out, personally, I've never written a Sefer Torah. You've never written a Sefer Torah. And most people have never written a Sefer Torah. So how do we fulfill that mitzvah? So, to start, there is a controversial rush. The rush, right, now the rush, the halachos of Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah appear in Menachos. And in the back of a Gemara Menachos, the Rosh has Hilchos Sefer Torah. So in the very beginning of Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Rosh has his interesting opinion. And the Rosh basically says as follows. It says, Kisvu Lachem Asashira Azos, V'lamda Es B'nei Yisrael. The Ikar of writing a Sefer Torah is the lambda as B'nai Yisrael, to teach it to B'nai Yisrael. You have to write a Sefer Torah so that you have a Sefer Torah, so that you can learn from a Sefer Torah. Says the Rosh, that was very good in the olden days, where they learned from Sefer Torah. There was no Torah Shebaal Peh that was written down, that was Torah Shebaal Peh. The oral law was the oral law, Torah Shebaal Peh, and the only book they really had was Sefer Torah. So you have admitted to write a Sefer Torah to learn from the Sefer Torah. It says the Rosh, nowadays that we have Rebbe Paskin, we're allowed to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. And we have Mishnah, we have Gemara, and we have Rishonim. So nowadays the mitzvah would be to write the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara, and the Rishonim. So now, the Rosh talks about writing it. Other Mefarshim, when they talk about the Rosh, talk about buying the Sfarim. So, the question arises like this. What did the Rosh mean? Did the Rosh mean that nowadays there's no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah anymore? The Rosh writes, nowadays, you write a Sefer Torah, you put it in the Aron Kodesh and Shul, and you only open it to Perlaini. That's not what you learn from. So, nowadays, you have to write Sfarim. So, did the Rosh mean to basically uproot the original mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah and move it? There's no longer a mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. The mitzvah now is to write books that you're going to learn from. Or did the Rosh just mean to extend the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah to writing other things as well?
What did he say exactly?
I don't remember. I don't have the exact lashon of what he said. But he talked about, I should have brought, I didn't write it down, and I didn't bring it in. But he talks about when you write a Sefer Torah, you put it in the shul, that's not as beneficial and advantageous to your learning as writing Sfarim that you're going to learn from. So does that mean that there's no longer a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah and put it in the Aron Kodesh? Or, no, there's also a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah and put it in the Aron Kodesh, but he's not switching the mitzvah from Sefer Torah to other things. He's just adding to the mitzvah. The mitzvah now becomes more inclusive. So let's see, even though it's the very beginning of Sefer Torah, we're going to start with some dates. We're going to go backwards. So in Simin Ayin Reish 270, Sif Beis. And this is from the Rosh. Ha'idna, nowadays, mitzvah lichtov chumshei ha-Torah. There's a mitzvah to write, sounds like chumashim. That doesn't sound like a Sefer Torah. U-Mishnah, u-Gemara, u-Perishayin. So it's a very inclusive mitzvah. V'lo yimkareim, and you shouldn't sell them, im lo lilma Torah v'lisa isha. Okay, let's put that on the side. Don't sell them unless... The rule is by selling it, you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah unless you need the money to be able to learn Torah or to get married. Sell it because you want to put a down payment on a house, that you're not allowed to do. So, since we're somewhat extending the mitzvah from Sefer Torah to other Svarim, so the halachas of Sefer Torah would seem to apply to other Svarim as well. Look at the Ber HaGola. Ber HaGola ois ches, tur b'shem aviv harash. So this is the tour, quoting the Rosh. This is a very famous Rosh. V'chein kasav Rabbeinu Yerucham, b'shem ha-ge'onim, Rabbeinu Yerucham writes the same thing from the Ge'onim. Perush. Shezeh yoter mitzvah milichlov sefer Torah l'nichol v'beis ha-knesses likros barabin. This, that it says over here, to write the svarim that people learn, is more of a mitzvah than writing a sefer Torah that you leave in shul and that is read in public. If you can write a Sefer Torah, you can actually learn from the Sefer Torah that you're writing. Pshita! For sure, the Gama Idna Zeu Ikra HaMitzvah. That's for sure going to be the Ikra HaMitzvah. Okay, so now let's see. He quotes the Beis Yosef. So let's see. Look at the Shach, Sifkot and Hei. HaIdna, nowadays. Kos of Prisha. Okay, this is a discussion. Prisha and the Beis Yosef. Near the Hachi Kamar Rosh. This is what the Rosh means. She amitzes asi nemar dafke be'elu. V'loh b'sefer Torah. The preacher wants to say that the Rosh means to say there's no longer a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. And put it in the Aron Kodesh. Is that valid? Okay. The dafke be'emeyem. Only in the olden days was a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. Why? Shalom din Torah Shabbal Peh, Shalom Aksav, Kimal Peh. Because Torah Shabbal Peh, they learned Baal Peh, orally. There were no Svarim. Hayutrichim Lilma mi Sefer Torah, so when they would learn from a Sefer Torah, Hamitu Yeget Kehilchasa, they had the proper tagin on top of the letters, which we'll learn about. Umidu Yeget, very precise Sefer Torah, Bachaseros, Yeseros, which was have the vav, don't have the vav, have a yid, don't have a vav. But nowadays, nowadays that we have a heter, we write Torah Shebichsav. Right? The source of the Rambam, part of the source of the Rambam, at least, was it says to write the Shira. You can't just write the Shira, you have to write the whole Torah. You can't just write pieces of Torah. Nowadays, we write pieces of Torah, we write Torah Shebichsav. It's a different world. So, Bizmanenu, Zeh Shenasalan Rehetter, it's Mutter Lichtos Svarim Dapim Dapim. We write svarim dapim dapim kol chabiv niatzu imkei lama lana lezals of a kavu sefer Torah b'chinam. Not only that, he says, why should you open up a sefer Torah stam to learn from it? Lilmod mitoch l'shalom l'tzorech. It's not necessary. Just open up a chumash. He seems to say it's a zilzul in the kavu of sefer Torah to open up just to learn from it. I imagine that not everyone agrees to that line. Nowadays, that people do not learn from Sefer Torah, there's no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. So says the Prisha. Now that would explain why none of us have ever written a Sefer Torah. Right? Okay. Now the Shach is saying, he thinks the Ik is like the Rush. And it sounds like he's coming in support of the Prisha. Now he continues, Udloka Beis Yosef Abach. And this is not like the Beis Yosef and the Bach, Shekosra Shadas HaRash, Tavad, the Iker Mitzvah, 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 Mitzvah. This is not like the Beis Yosef and the Bach. Beis Yosef and the Bach say, the Iker Mitzvah, that for sure there's a Mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, if you live as Man HaZeh, even nowadays. The Rosh is not coming to uproot the old-fashioned Mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. He's only coming to air, right? The preacher says he got rid of it. You get rid of it. There's no mitzvah nowadays. Because you don't learn from Sefer Torah. And you shouldn't learn from Sefer Torah, says the preacher. There's no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Mitzvah is to write the Svarim that you learn from. Says Beisos in the Bach, nah! That's not what the Rosh meant. The Rosh meant to add to the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, and there's also a mitzvah included in that mitzvah, is to write it in Mishnayos and Gemara and everything else. Elashish gam ki mitzvah lift of chum sheha Torah u'mishnah v'shas u'peru sheham. Miu gam ha'tere zah d'lavush ma'adane yotif reishach z'artor nimshichu l'divrei ha'beis yosef. So it's a very big machlokes poskim how to understand the Rosh. Is there a mitzvah nowadays to write a Sefer Torah or not? Now, they all seem to go with the fact that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and no one seems to question that, that there's a mitzvah to write other things. So, the question is, what about the Sefer Torah? And now, if you're going to say that buying it counts, which we're going to have to discuss, so then, okay, we all buy Svarim, so with that we fulfill our mitzvah perhaps. Oh, this is your question. What does the Rosh actually say? So I guess I should have brought that in. But look at the Taz Sifkot and Dalet. Towards the bottom of the Taz Sifkot and Dalet, he says, "V'av shlati mashmos haloshin shel Rosh." The real reading of the Rosh really sounds mashal yosek kedivrei hadrisha. It does sound like the drisha that the Rosh is saying nowadays. There is no mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. It does sound like that from the Rosh. The Tasef, but the Beis Yosef is correct. How can the mitzvah change? Well, because the time changed, the mitzvah changed, how could that be? So even though the simple reading of the Rosh says the Taz does sound like the Drisha, he thinks that he can't say such a thing, and therefore he sides with the Beis Yosef and the Bach, which the Shach also tells us is the Levush and the Madonna Yantif, that there is still a mitzvah writing Sefer Torah, and we're adding on the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah also to write other Sfarim from which people learn from. Okay, all that is also brought down to the Be'er Heitev, Sifkaton Hei. Okay, so the two things that have changed over time, one is that the oral law is no longer oral. I mean, it's been written down. Okay, that was decided by Yehuda Nasi when he compiled the Mishnah. The Gemara, Shonim, and maybe that's how we learn today. The other is the concept, he says, that there used to be an issue to write pieces of Torah Shebichtav. You had to write it as a Sefer Torah at some point. Or maybe you could write each Chumash separate, I'm not sure. But you didn't have a concept nowadays where you just have a piece, a page of Torah. That you didn't have. Well, now that we have that, and we don't use Sefer Torah, so maybe the halacha has changed. So that's a very big debate over here amongst Rishon. Look at the Piskei Tshuva Oz Yud. Ha'idna. Piskei Tshuva Oz Yud. See at the end of the sentence. I am very hated. The Shagas Aryeh also pushes away the Prisha. That nowadays that we don't learn from the Sefer Torah. Like your Mitzvah say, no Mitzvah say nowadays to write a Sefer Torah. Delasa, that's not so, says the Shagas Aryeh. If that would be the case, in Hiniyachu of the Sefer Torah, if my father, one's father passes away and leaves him the Sefer Torah as an inheritance. And my mitzvah lift on Mishalom. Why would I have to write my own Sefer Torah? The rule is everyone has to write their own Sefer Torah. Oh, he's an only child and he inherited from his father. He still has to write his own Sefer Torah. So what do you see? The mitzvah is not to have a Sefer Torah, to have access to a Sefer Torah that you can use to learn from. That's not the point. Otherwise, my father's Sefer Torah would be good enough. It's not dependent on what you're learning from. There's a mitzvah of writing Sefer Torah. So Shagas Aryeh does not like this approach. He says, you're predicating your whole approach that nowadays we don't learn from Sefer Torah, so there's no mitzvah of writing Sefer Torah. If the whole point was to have a Sefer Torah to learn from, If Reuben dies and Lee has only one son and he gives over as an inheritance to Sefer Torah, then his son should not have to write his own Sefer Torah. But the halacha is, Mefurish, we'll see, that he does have to write a Sefer Torah. So it's not just a question of what are you learning from, there's a mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah. So then he says, but nowadays there's a new consideration. New reason to say that we don't have a mitzvah writing Sefer Torah. Why? Because the Gemara Kiddushin says that writing the Tanya Amoraim, there are a lot of words, they have a vav, they don't have a vav, Aharon. There is a vav, there's no vav. Yaakov, with a vav, without a vav. Moshe, with a vav, without a vav. Okay, so most of those we know how to write it. But just. No, it doesn't. But I don't know. But the point is, there are many words that have an O sound, some have a vav, some don't have a vav. They have an E sound, some have a yud. My kids are always writing yuds every time they write an E sound. Like, there's no yud in that. So there's lots of vavs and yuds. We are not. The Sefer Torah that we have, all Sefer Torah all over the world, are the same. But I don't know if they have the same vavs in the same places. It doesn't change the meaning of the word, the definition of the word, it's the same word. But the Gemara already says that we're not experts in chaseros v'yaseros, which words have that extra vav and that extra yud, and which do not. And therefore, we can't write a Sefer Torah properly, because we don't know how to do it. V'arei Sefer Torah shechaser o yeser afilo otachas psula. A Sefer Torah that doesn't have the vav with the yud is possible. If that's the case, then we can't possibly fulfill the mitzvah nowadays. Because we don't know how to write a proper Sefer Torah, because we don't know exactly which words have the vav, and which words don't have the vav, and which words have a yud, and which words don't have a yud. Ayin sham shehera. Now then you could ask the follow-up question, then all the Sefer Torah are possible, so how do we lay, and how do we make brachos on the Sefer Torah? Okay, that's also a discussion. It's not so simple that you can't make a bracha on a puzzle Sefer Torah, but it's not so simple that you can make a bracha on a puzzle Sefer Torah. So how does that work? Let's see. I don't know. Continues the Pesach of Ayotzei Midvara, what comes out of the words of the Shagai Sahih. The Shlosha Chilukim B'mitzvah Ksiv Sefer Torah. Three levels. Hainu B'zman HaTanoim, during the times of the Mishnah, Shiyu B'kiyim B'chaser S'v'yaseiros, where they were experts and they knew how to write the letters. Haya mitzasase midaraisa shielo sefer Torah shekasa ba'asav shelo. Mitzah min haTorah to write your own sefer Torah. Now, generations later, a few hundred years later, by the Amoraim, the times of the Gemara, they already were not experts. Shelo yu bikiyim b'chaseres v'yaseres. Now, why should that be? Why don't they just look at the sefer Torah from the Tanoim? I don't know. Shelo yu bikiyim b'chaseres. Now they no longer were experts in chaseres v'yaseres by the times of the Amoraim. Because the Easter of Parakam the Kiddushin, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed, Achayu Lomdim Sefer Torah, but they used to learn from Sefer Torah. Before Rebbe compiled the Mishnah. No, this is after. This is Rana Moroyim. But since they were learning from Sefer Torah, Lo Haya Mitzatzit Daraisa Rak Midrabanam. So now it got downgraded, because you don't know how to write it, from a Daraisa to a Dirabanam. Din Loken has the Torah Mishnah Kachas Mishrah. If the Dirabanam would not have imposed this Mitzvah, then the Torah would have disappeared, God forbid. Or the high timer, for this reason, if his forefathers left, his father left him a Sefer Torah, ain't a Torah left him, Yishalom. So then, when it's downgraded to a Durabonah, it's only to have a Sefer Torah. So if one's father passes away and leaves him an inheritance of a Sefer Torah, so he has a Sefer Torah. He doesn't have to write his own. Kevan, Dimkam, Malkam, Yesh, Sefer Torah, man. He has a Sefer Torah to learn from. Wizmanazah, Lekafil, Mitzvah Durabonah. But nowadays, so the mitzvah daraisa, we do not write. We don't know how to write. That was the mitzvah darabanan because they learned from Sefer Torah. Nowadays, you don't even learn from Sefer Torah. So the Shagas Ari say there's no mitzvah nowadays to write Sefer Torah. I'm saying b'nei yod, b'shus chasam sofer, mashe kasa b'zeh. Okay, so this is all discussion. Okay, so that is the beginning of Hilchos Sefer Torah. Siman reish ayin or ayin reish. Sif beis. Tomorrow we have to do sif aleph.